another wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You can tell us your thoughts on whether or not the way the Falcons on the defensive side of things are winning games is sustainable. Got a lot of takeaways, still trying to generate the pass rush. We want to hear from you and your thoughts, especially can they sustain that against a team like the Cowboys this weekend.
You think Brian Daboll is on Ozempic?
What?
Because he's lost weight.
You got to stop doing that.
What?
You got to stop doing that.
Like, he's lost a lot of weight. He was on TV just now talking about Daniel Jones' work ethic.
I don't know. Nobody's watching TV right now in the car.
I don't think so, but it's just like, yo, you are on one today, Bo. First, it was the Raheem Jogger.
I'm going to turn those TV. I'm going to unplug those things.
He also has access to, there's a weight room, training staff, diet.
He didn't use it at Alabama or Buffalo.
I'm just saying, anyone that loses weight nowadays, you don't have to be like, oh, are they on Ozempic?
Well, I mean, that's pretty much the easiest way when it's sudden like that.
Well, if I can bring it back to the topic, do I need to set up the question again since that was hard left?
No.
Okay. Give us your thoughts. Call us for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We will go to the lines. We have Chief waiting on us.
Chief!
Whoa. Good morning. What's happening, Chief? You know, that intro, Tiffany, I don't know. You said that like you didn't really mean it. She wasn't up for it today.
It was a little downtrodden. It was a little downtrodden.
For you? To say to the lines to welcome you in? That's what you're saying?
Yeah. That wasn't, I don't know.
What do you want me to do? Rah-rah? You want me to roll out a red carpet for you?
Hold on.
Yeah, you want a slow clap?
Hold on, Chief. Hold on a second. I'll do it for you. All right, Tiffany, let's get to our wake-up call. We got my man, Chief. Chief, how you doing today?
What's happening, Chief?
That's right. You know what, Tribal Chief? Yeah. Even when you're wrong, you're right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, even when the tribal chief is wrong, he's right. You know,
chief. So give us. Goodness. Do you have something for us? Are you just calling?
Yes, ma'am. I really do. The Falcon defense, it is sustainable if you can keep scoring 30 points.
There you go.
I got a question for you guys, though. The time is changing this weekend. So, do you prefer falling back? Or springing forward, or just let the time stay the same?
Stay the same.
Just keep it the same.
Great question. I'll be honest with you. I like when it gets darker early. Yeah. I like when it gets dark early.
Why?
I wish it was darker. Well, I wish it was a week early because I would love to take my kids trick or treating at like 5 o'clock in the dark so I get in bed early. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Like I just hate when it gets dark late. I like it to be in the summer like that. I like it to get dark late. You can spend, your evenings at the pool or whatever. But right now, I'm like, man, just go ahead and knock it out.
Winter
just
get gloominess.
Dark. Get dark at 6 o'clock.
No.
I'm fine with that.
To Chief's point about the sustainability of the pass rush lack of or the defense playing, whatever you want to go to, just remember that in 2016, their defense got good at the end of the year. It developed. But they gave up 31, 28, 32, 33, 16, 26, 33, 32, 28, 24. They had the bye week, and then it went back to 19, 29, 14, 13, 16. They did give up 32 in last game.
That's like 2016's eons ago.
I know it is. But the reality is this is the best the offense has looked since probably 2018. And that was an injury-riddled team. So you go back and you look, defenses can progress throughout the season. That was a terrible defense early in the season. The offense was good. It kept you winning games. And the defense caught up later. That's the point.
I don't like that point.
Well, you don't have to, but you can counter it.
Let's go to the line. Let's go to Anthony in Covington. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Squid Nation in the house.
Oh, let's go, Anthony.
What are we doing?
Yeah,
I thought we had gotten rid of this.
How about that? Yeah.
Ugh.
Good morning, All-American, and good morning to our local Olympian.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right.
So I will respectfully disagree with Squid Billy on this one. It is not sustainable because the proof is in the pudding. In 2016, yes, we may or may not have been scoring 30 points a game, but you still came up short in your ultimate goal because the one pass rusher we did have with Vic Beasley at the time, they caught on to it, and we had no other pass rusher, so you were not able to get to your ultimate goal.
And yes, we are opportunistic with turnovers right now. Yes, 100 million%. But I'm going to use a reference with the Braves, right? Record setting year ago with all the home runs. When the well dries up, you can't score all those points. You got to be able to lean on your defense. I think Terry and Ron are very, very smart. They're not going to let this season go on without making an addition. Whether I don't think it's going to be a big move, but there should be a good culture fit, a key fit to come in and help us bolster's pass rush, because I don't think we're going to be able to get to our ultimate goal without solidifying that pass rush.
You know what, man? That's actually for a guy from Squid Nation, and I'm glad that you disagreed with Bo, because that's pretty much sums up Squid Nation. It's like, yeah, I follow him. I don't know why.
I joined the nation.
Well, because because we believe in free thought in Squid Nation. Well, you don't have to fall in line with everything.
Anyway. Let me just say this about what he had to say. I think there's some truth to that. Where
there is truth. It, to it.
The reason you are 5-3. Well, the offense played terribly to start the year. Don't let me get wrong, but there is a point, and I would. What's funny is I would love to have something that other offensive coordinators could cue in on, like a Vic Beasley right now. No, you don't have it on either side, right? And so, like, you know, you can say what you want to about Vic's numbers. It's like, oh, they cued in on him. We didn't have any answer. Don't have anything to answer right now, right? And so that's kind of the worry. So I do think once the run defense comes along, the pass rush will get better, because I think you'll find yourself in optimal situations more. But nonetheless, until that happens, we got a lot more questions.
To the other Mike Johnson in Atlanta.
Let's go. Morning. There's a lot of us out there. What's up?
Mike, did they treat you good at Dudley's the other day?
Hey, they treated me like royalty down at Dudley's the other day, man. Had a lot of good time down there.
They should have told you I was there the day before. I had to fly out, so I couldn't come see you. But I told them to take good care of you. You should have got a couple free shots on them, so...
I
paid for you.
I can't confirm or deny on air, my friend, but I appreciate that.
No problem. I hate that I missed you. But, hey, talk about the Falcons, man. You know, I want to be more optimistic on this. Who would have thought we'd start the way we've started? And I think there's more to come, man. I mean, Everybody's beating them up about the pass rush and stuff like that. But, I mean, about a year ago.
Yeah.
I mean, look at where 2 years ago. I mean, we're playing some good ball. I mean, is it perfect? No. But what NFL team besides the Chiefs, which it's the Chiefs, is playing perfect?
Yeah.
To the point where I think we're starting to develop. So, I mean, I would like to end this call saying, hey, look, there's more to come. You know, if it's a pass rush, it's whatever. Terry and Ron know what they're doing. I promise you that. So, love you guys. Mafia is amazing.
All right, we're gonna have to get the Mafia a new set of burner
phones.
Let's go.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Anthony from Covington needed new radials on his tires. We could hear him turning right there. So
maybe,
I don't even want to hear.
He's driving a big truck, man. That's I don't want to hear.
But that, I think he kind of hammered home the way I feel about it. This team at this point, if you'd have said 5-3 to start the year, and you said 4-0 in the division, you'd have taken it 10 times out of 10. All right, so these teams can develop, they can learn, they can change. Ravens, prime example. You're running the ball down Tampa's throat. Oh, then you get hit by the Browns, right? So there's ups and downs. This team will change. Add some pieces if you need to, but I'm all on board right now.